One of the things I enjoy about the Easter season is the first reading at Mass, because every day we read a passage from the Acts of the Apostles. Remember, this book, which follows the four Gospels in the Bible, was written by St. Luke as a sequel to his Gospel. In 28 chapters, Luke tells the story of the early church, from the ascension of Jesus to St. Paul's arrival in the imperial city of Rome. It's a fascinating story of how the Holy Spirit was at work in the early church. The same Holy Spirit is alive and well and active in the church today. You, like the early Christians, are called to live your faith. You are empowered, as they were, to give witness to the way you live your life. In his message for the World Day of Prayer for Vocations some years ago, Pope Benedict reminded us of how the Spirit is at work, even through trials and difficulties. He wrote, "The book of the Acts of the Apostles assigns a very important role in the task of evangelization to disciples whose missionary vocation arises from providential, sometimes painful circumstances, such as expulsion from their own lands for being followers of Jesus. The Holy Spirit transforms this trial into an occasion of grace, using it so that the name of the Lord can be preached to other peoples, stretching in this way the horizons of the Christian community." And so, whether you are called to the vocation of marriage, or a single lay person, young or old, or a deacon, priest, bishop, or consecrated person, may you be empowered by the Holy Spirit to live your vocation faithfully this day and every day. Amen.